Hello, everybody. President Trump calls them animals. Why? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats, they're doing their typical propaganda. They go out there, President Trump's talking about illegal immigrants, these monsters that are coming into the United States of America and killing our families, killing our children, killing our women, killing our fathers. They're killing Americans. And President Trump, rightfully so, called them an animal. That's exactly what they are. These are animals that's doing this. When you have these people that's doing these horrific crimes, and I mean just right down horrible. And then the Democrats don't want you to call them animals. And then, of course, they take the little snippet where President Trump calls them animals. And they're saying, oh, my goodness, President Trump is calling them all animals. They're all animals. President Trump said all immigrants are animals. And President Trump didn't even say that. You know what it's like? It's like when President Trump said there was good people on both sides. You know what that meant? It meant there was good people on both sides. Talking about Charlottesville. Not all of the Democrats are bad people. Come on. But so there's not all people on both sides. Not all of them are bad. But when it comes to Democrats, when they support all of this stuff, they are pretty bad. But, you know, there's a lot of people that's on the left. They wake up and they realize that they've been supporting the wrong thing. But the whole party itself as a whole, the Democrat Party, they are bad. Okay, let's just be real about it. And it was said, but Will Johnson, you can say that about Republicans. We said about Republicans. Well, it's not Republicans trying to sexualize kids. Republicans are not opening up the southern border that allowed fentanyl and sex trafficking to happen across the border and killing all of our families. That's not the Republican Party. But the Democrat Party as a whole, they're not doing anything to stop it. They don't even care. So when President Trump said there was good people on both sides, there were people that, you know, had good intentions. People want to protest. You should be able to protest anything you want. But the Democrats, what they did, they said that President Trump was saying all of these white nationalists, white supremacists are good people. And President Trump denounced them in the very next sentence. Same thing here. President Trump said these are animals, illegals that are coming here killing Americans. But they conveniently cut that part out. And they tell everyone that President Trump is talking about all immigrants. It's propaganda. Propaganda 101. And the Democrats, they're very good at pushing propaganda. You know who else was pushing propaganda? It makes me think about the 1940s, Germany. Who was doing the propaganda then? Oh, my goodness, we got to get rid of all of the Jewish people because they're giving us diseases. They're going to get you sick. They're going to become like animals. You have to remove them from society. It's the same thing that the Democrats are doing today. But yet today they're doing it for white people specifically. But then now they're just saying MAGA Republicans because they saw that it really wasn't working coming out saying that it was white people, because you have people like Will Johnson that is a strong, straight up MAGA Republican. And I have no qualms about it. I have no issues telling you that I'm a strong MAGA Republican. Heck, on my t-shirt, uniteamericafirst.com, I have t-shirts on my website. It says Ultra MAGA. I have one that says MAGA King. I actually wear that one to the gym, and I get people giving me stares, you know, because, you know, President Trump, he's going to be a dictator on day one, right? So when they see I'm wearing a black man wearing a t-shirt in the gym that says MAGA King, some of them just look at me like, oh, what is this about? What is this about? It does not compute. It does not compute. Black man wearing a shirt that says MAGA King, because I want America to be great. I love my country. We are blessed to be born in the United States of America. You are blessed to be able to come to the United States of America legally, not having to look over your shoulders. You are blessed. I'll never forget it. I remember Larry Elders, he made a comment saying that people that were born in the United States of America, you were born with the winning lotto ticket. And that's so true. You were born with the winning lotto ticket. And these evil Democrats, they're in here talking about, oh my goodness, black people are being so oppressed by white people in the United States of America, and President Trump is the leader. How stupid do they think we are? We know who exactly put us in this position. We know exactly who put the country in the situation that it's in right now. It is straight up the Democrats. And every last one of these Democrats, not a single one of them that are campaigning right now for political office, not a single one of them will answer the question if you ask them, can you tell me, do you want America to be great or not? They won't answer that question. They won't answer that question. Because if they say they want America to be great, then it looks like they're going to end up siding with President Trump. And can't have that. There's no way that you can have it where they're siding with President Trump, no shape or form. There's no way you can do it, because then it looks bad for them. Let me share this first one with you. This is what some of the government state media talking about President Trump. President Trump saying, talking about these animals, and they are animals. You can't say anything nice about these people killing Americans. You know, they're cutting people up. I mean, I could go into graphic detail, but I'm going to save it for you. If you can imagine it right now, these evil animals, they are doing it. Isn't it interesting that the Democrats don't have any issues with it? The Democrats want you to call them human, because the Democrats see what the evil animals are doing as something good. Why? Because they're demonic Democrats. And you can get upset with me for referring to them as the demonic Democrats. Well, do this. If you don't like me calling you a demonic Democrat, denounce what they're doing. Denounce all of these people coming across the southern border that are killing Americans. Now, of course, there's some people just trying to make for a better life, and I get that. No one is disputing that. Come through the front door. But what about all of these people that's committing all this crime? Denounce that. Not going to, because then it sounds like you're siding with President Trump. Listen to this.
The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
He's calling immigrants animals.
Call migrants animals.
Calling undocumented migrants animals.
Calling immigrants animals.
About migrants. Calling them not human.
Not all immigrants are animals, like he called them today. Like, that's an incendiary statement that's just so divisive and so hateful that it's kind of hard to understand what's happening.
A student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. Nancy Pelosi told me that. She said, please don't use the word animal, sir, when you're talking about these people. I said, I'll use the word animal because that's what they are. I'll never forget my vow to her.
The police report reveals that the 22-year-old was beaten to death with a mystery object, beaten so badly that she suffered a, quote, disfigured skull. Her body was then reportedly dragged to a secluded area. The suspect in this atrocious crime is a Venezuelan illegal immigrant who crossed the border back in 2022.
Look at that. Split screen it real quick. That's an animal. That is an animal. I mean, for someone to have it in their mind, I mean, just imagine what was going through their mind, or his mind and her mind, why it was happening to her. What was going through his mind while he was doing that horrible act? You have to have a animal mentality. There's no other way around it. And the animal mentality, see, President Trump is even being nice just by calling them animals. But I'm not going to be nice. They're demonic demons. It is a demonic demon that was in him that got him to do that horrible act to another human being, an innocent woman, just out jogging. And this animal, this demonic demon, took the life of an innocent woman, Lincoln Riley. And you can't call him an animal, though. Not according to the Democrats, because if you call him an animal, then it makes the rest of them look bad. Now, listen to Wolf Blitzer. Wolf. Are there any animals out in the wilderness called a wolf? I'm just asking a question here. But listen to this. Of course, all of the Democrats have an issue with President Trump calling these demonic demons animals because they are demonic themselves. They reject everything that represents God. They reject everything that is good and just. Good for the gentleman that's on here that's answering the question. He straight up says that it's not immigrants, but with Blitzer and the rest of the Democrats, they want everyone to believe that he's called all immigrants. Did you know, isn't President Trump's wife an immigrant? Didn't she migrate to this country?
Yeah, of course.
So why would he call Melania Trump an animal, right?
Right.
See, this is how stupid these people are.
But when he says these immigrants are animals, they're not humans, what does that suggest? I mean, isn't that brutal? Shouldn't people be condemning that?
I listened to the entire tape. He was specifically talking about the person who murdered Lakin Riley in Georgia. And to be honest with you, Wolf, if somebody murders another human being, I think they deserve to be called animals. And I don't think any American is really going to reject that kind of rhetoric. That poor girl was murdered in cold blood. Is that person who did it not an animal? I think that's an apt term.
So you think he was only referring to those murderers, not referring in general to illegal immigrants who are coming into the United States?
He just answered the question. I mean, he seriously just answered the question. And Wolf Blitzer is asking the question again. So you think that he wasn't talking about all immigrants? Like he called all immigrants? See, that's the narrative that they want to push. That's the propaganda that they've been pushing all this time. They know the truth. They hear the truth. But then they turn around and try to say that it was all immigrants. It's the same thing they did on Charlottesville. See, they tried to say that President Trump was talking about there's good people on both sides saying that the guys carrying the tiki torches was more than likely FBI agents carrying these tiki torches. Oh, my goodness. President Trump said that they were good people. I know a lot of the people that went there on Charlottesville that day, and they were good people. Let me play the last few seconds of this. Listen to this.
So you think he was only referring to those murderers, not referring in general to illegal immigrants who are coming into the United States?
I listened to the tape. That's exactly what he was talking about, in my opinion.
I mean, it's like he just had to repeat himself. But you know what? Wolf Blitzer, he heard everything he just said, and it goes in one ear and out the other. One ear and out the other. They don't hear it because that's not the narrative that they want to push. Let me show you some examples of what these animals have been doing. This is not normal behavior. These people are coming into the country because they want to bring in drugs, sex trafficking, et cetera, et cetera. They put up a wall and then they're sitting right there recording it and traffic going by like, oh, there's nothing here. Look, more animals climbing. You know, typically when you have animals climbing stuff, it's like monkeys and gorillas and apes, right? That's what's typically happening here. Oh, but you can't say that, Will Johnson. That's racist. How dare you? How dare you? I mean, look at this. Look at this.
I mean, that's some skill right there.
Yeah, he's climbing up, and they have a ladder attached to him. Just climbing up, and they're sitting there recording. Nothing to see here, everybody. Nothing to see here. And then they go, but the Democrats go, but Will Johnson, if these were animals, they wouldn't be able to carry a ladder up there for that reason. They're thinking about what they're doing. Animals don't think, Will Johnson. I mean, look at this. I mean, look at this.
You I don't know why the ones on the ground are ducking. It's not like you
can't like they're trying to hide. Maybe they're just like ducking, just being alert. So if they fall down, I can get out the way.
Maybe.
I'm guessing that's what it is. So they put these ladders down here and so they can climb up and go over the wall. Just broad daylight, like, you know, there's nothing to see here. And I don't know if y'all notice it, but I don't know if you can tell, but there's like vehicles just going by. Normal traffic speed. Just going on by. Like, this is the normal thing. It's like going to the zoo and watching them act a certain way. There's nothing to see. Look at that. They're even paying and looking at all the vehicles.
Well, that's
going
the
by.
Mexico side. They don't
yeah,
care.
But it's the point.
Yeah. It's just another day.
It's just another day
yep.
where these animals are trying to cross over the border illegally.
Yep.
You can't even make it up.
It's disgusting, really. I
you mean, can't
they
even
have
make
no
it up.
Respect for
and then
country.
They get upset because President Trump is calling these people that's coming into our country and killing our family members animals. You can't make that up at all, but yet they do it. We'll be
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Back, everybody. Let's go right back to this border crisis. Now, this is a video clip that was put together, and it really depicts what's happening, all of the chaos and everything that's happening. Go ahead and split screen it here. And it's straight up Biden's border crisis, Biden's blood bath.
Another tragic story connected to the border crisis. Travis Wolf was just one day away from celebrating his 12th birthday when a woman who was in the United States illegally from Venezuela crashed head-on into his family's Jeep.
Church teacher accused of abusing several children in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight, immigration officials tell us he was never supposed to be in the United States in the first place, and he had already been deported twice.
Palm Beach County deputies arrested three undocumented immigrants in Lake Worth Beach on sexual battery charges. According to the arrest affidavit, the three suspects, all from Guatemala, abducted a local woman along the street and threw her inside a truck. Authorities say the men drove off and stopped at a nearby intersection where they sexually assaulted her and filmed it.
The leader of a Colombian street gang, Los Santanias, has been arrested in Texas where he was seeking asylum. Colombian authorities confirmed that he was one of the seven most wanted murderers in Colombia's capital.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statue.
Wow. And they don't want President Trump to call them animals. They get upset when you call them animals. They don't even want you to call them illegal. You understand what I'm saying? They don't even want you to call them illegal. Remember Joe Biden during the state of confusion? He called the guy that killed Lakin Riley an illegal, and talking about illegals are killing Americans. They got upset with Joe Biden when he called the animal an illegal and say, you can't call them illegals either, Joe. President Trump, you can't call these demonic animals animals. Joe Biden, you can't call them illegal. You're supposed to say undocumented citizen. I mean, if you're not documented, that means you're not a citizen. But that's what they're calling them. The left, they're calling them undocumented citizens. Citizens of what? Citizens of their own country, but yet they came into our country illegally. This should not be happening, but yet you got these Democrats telling everybody that the border's secure. Mayorkas and all the whole lot of them, the border's secure, nothing to see here. The border policies are working as designed. And what you're seeing happen in our country, this is by design. No one that's watching right now would say, Will Johnson, you got it all wrong. This is all by mistake. This is all President Trump's fault. They actually even say that nonsense because President Trump made the suggestion. Let me remind everybody, President Trump is not in Congress. President Trump is running for the presidency of the United States of America 2024. He is not a House representative. He's not even Senate. But he put out suggestions just because he said, hey, don't give the Democrats what they want because the Democrats want to send more money to Ukraine and do just a little bit for the southern border. And now they all scream, oh, President Trump, he denied them from fixing the southern border. No, they want to create asylum for all of these illegals coming into the country. Should not happen at all. Listen to this short clip that I have for you. These illegals, they're not going to stop as long as Joe Biden and the Democrats say anything, they have anything to say about this, more crime is going to happen in your neighborhood.
Students walking UIC's campus are on high alert after a woman was attacked and sexually assaulted near a busy CTA stop.
Well, that's very scary to hear.
There's a lot of walking to do here. And of course, most of our students are commuters.
Around 8 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th, UIC police say Venezuelan migrant Elvis Jesus Hernandez Pernalete, who also goes by Luis Guevara, followed a woman from the UIC Halsted Blue Line station and, according to court documents, wrapped one arm around her neck and another around her torso. He allegedly physically and sexually assaulted her, stole her belongings, and ran.
Yeah, so here's the incident.
The victim was not a UIC student or staff member, but the assault prompted a campus-wide alert.
We have individuals in our city who are not completely vetted. We don't know their criminal history. We don't know what they're capable of.
Don't know what they're capable of. So my question is how come none of the Democrats are coming out saying that this is a very bad problem? This is a major issue. Let's just pretend it is white cops. Let's just pretend it's white cops that's doing this to innocent people. Can we, if we did that, how do you think the left would react? That's what we need to do. Another white cop attacked an innocent female walking down the street, assaulted her, sexually assaulted her, beat her up and took her belongings. Another white cop did this. Now, what do you think the left would do then? Oh my goodness, these white supremacists are on the rise. White supremacists are on the rise. That's the only time. But as long as it's someone, a person of color from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Haiti, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as you're not white and you're committing these crimes, they'll let it go. They'll let it slide. But if it was white people doing it, oh my goodness. You don't even have to be a white cop, just white men. If white men were doing these horrible acts, then they would say we have a national crisis on our hands. We have to look into why this is happening. Oh my goodness, what's happening here? Just like them punching females in New York City, and they're specifically punching white women in New York City, but none of them have a problem with it. Just like this dude right here. This is the main dude that's saying that the border's secure. And look at the smirk on his face. Look at that. He always had this smirk on his face. There's nothing changed with him. He knows he's in deep water, but you know what? The Senate, because you got Mitch McConnell in the Senate, it will save his neck. He's been impeached in the House. But Mitch McConnell, of course, you know, Shucky Ducky Schumer, they're going to say there's nothing here. Let it go because this is what they want. But this dude, he got this smirk on his face. He's on Face the Nation, which is totally leftist liberal. And he had nothing to say. Watch this.
We know that immigration is a key issue for voters across the country. And according to our polling, by more than 5-1, voters believe President Biden's policies will lead more migrants to try crossing the border compared with President Trump's policies. Only 22% think your policies will decrease migrant crossing.
Now, look at this. Look at that. You see the numbers there? So Joe Biden, they said under Joe Biden, 50%. And it said he decreased it by 22%. No effect, 28%. This is for Joe Biden. You see the numbers for President Trump. Increased migration, it's 9%. Because it was still happening. Because remember, AOC went down to the southern border crying on the fence. Oh my goodness, the children. When it was just 5,000 children that they separated from these monsters. She went down on the southern border crying, and other Democrats were crying. They created sanctuary cities because President Trump was locking down the border, saying all of the illegals, you can come here, you can come here. Just get into the country. Defy what President Trump was doing. We have sanctuary for you here in our city. That's the reason why they created. Now that they had the sanctuary cities, a lot of people are getting upset about it because, well, I don't know why they're getting upset about it. They voted for it. And look at that. President Trump decreased it by 72%. 72%. And then you have 19% that said it was no effect when President Trump was in office, which is a total lie. It was totally effect. It was it just about shut it down completely, to the point where the Democrats were saying, oh, my goodness, it's so racist what he's doing. It's so racist for him to have the border closed. It's so racist. Okay, you can take it off the screen. President Trump has put everything on the line for this country. He's putting everything on the line for this country. And the Democrats, what do? They call President Trump racist. They try to convince me, people like me, not to support President Trump. They try to say anyone, people of color, shouldn't be supporting President Trump. No one should be.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah. People of color.
That's the one I meant to push. That one there.
They all apply.
Yeah. It really does. They all apply.
And you ain't black.
Especially that one, right? Because I'm supporting President Trump. I'm going to continue supporting President Trump. Even though they're trying to create this perception that I shouldn't support President Trump with these four fraudulent indictments, with these 90-something plus fraudulent charges, these frivolous civil suits against President Trump, all of this to try to lock him up and tie him down, trying to prevent me from wanting to support him. Say, oh, he got so much baggage. I can't do it. I just can't bring myself to do it. Well, the more they throw at him, the more I want to support him. Isn't it interesting how that works? The more crap they do to President Trump, the more I want to stand with President Trump so he can walk through the White House doors come November. The more I see this, the more I think about it. And the very fact that they try to make it look like President Trump is the bad guy because he wants Americans to be protected and defended by calling these animals animals. Why would they do that? Why would they defend the criminals that are killing Americans? Why would they do that? I think the reason why they do that is because it's the demonic spirit. And I know some people don't like to hear that. I know some people like to shy away from that. They say, Will Johnson, you can't introduce politics and religions. And that's when people say this, that means they never read the Bible. That's all that means. So when you hear someone say you can't bring politics into religion and vice versa, then you just tell them you haven't read the Bible. They believe that it's okay for all of this insanity to take place and just call it politics. And then if you introduce the religious aspect of it, they're actually getting to the point now where they're calling people kooks. You know, look what Joe Biden just did here on Easter Sunday, where he designated Easter Sunday. And they go, but Will, Easter is not on the same day every year, which is true, but the thing is, he purposely did it this Sunday. And when you go to the polls this November, and if you are a Christian, you need to remember everything that's happened. Heck, even if you're not a Christian, you need to remember when you go to the polls this November, who made it worse for this country? The Democrats know exactly that it's how bad it is, but they have found it. They found a new purpose in life to lie to everyone and to try to get everyone to believe the lie. The situation that we are in this country is truly, I believe, is leading to the second physical civil war. We are currently in the civil war, the second civil war. But they're coming after us financially. They're coming after us emotionally. They're coming after us every way they can, but yet they have not done it physically yet. They haven't done it physically, but yet that time is coming. that time is right around the corner. Heck, they've already said that if President Trump wins in November, that you can expect a civil war. This is what the left is saying. Not Republicans and not President Trump.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Neck and neck in every swing state. According to the new numbers from the Wall Street Journal, Trump leads Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Pennsylvania by figures that are all within the poll's margin of error. In Wisconsin, the survey shows the two candidates tied at 46% each. The poll also finds negative perceptions about the economy remain a problem for Biden. 63% of swing state voters say the U.S. economy overall is not so good or poor condition, while 36% say it's in excellent or good condition. Neck and neck.
Look, I want to point out these numbers. Look at this. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And Wisconsin, I'm surprised they didn't put Wisconsin at the top. right? Maybe did they do this in alphabetical order is the reason why it's like that. I'm surprised they still didn't put it at the top, showing, you know, just to push the narrative there. But President Trump is leading, and I'm willing to bet that these numbers are not accurate. I'm willing to bet these numbers are higher for President Trump and lower for Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm willing to bet that.
And even for this poll, Will, at this point in the race, that's actually a really good percentage for Trump. I mean, Arizona, it's 5 points.
Yes.
Right? In North Carolina, it's, 6 points? Wow. Nevada, 4 points. In Pennsylvania, 3 points, which typically is Democrat. Wisconsin, they're saying a lot of that has to do with the Muslims unhappy with what's happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip. You know, so they did those undecided voters.
Yeah, undecided.
There's a certain name for them they call them. Yeah, what did they call them? I can't remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, but anyways, those are great numbers at this point. Non-committed.
Non-committed. Yeah. Non-committed, right? So that's what that is about. But let me share this one with you. Split screen it. This is Jill Biden on CBS Morning, and they're telling Jill Biden that Joe Biden is down in all of the battle states. He's down in all of them. Not some of them, not a few of them, but all of them. So she being who she is, married to Joe Biden, she's a pretty good liar. She's going to lie on national television trying to convince everybody that Joe Biden is either in the lead or is just tied. Now, we just showed you where they were saying how Joe Biden is not leading anywhere.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
All right.
Really? I mean, so you mean to tell me there's people out there right now that don't realize what their choices are?
Right. I mean, both of these people have been presidents. She acts like, oh, these are just like surprising people. You still got to know them. Need to get to know them. No, we don't. It's pretty clear who these people are.
Yeah, it's absolutely clear. Like, again, no one knows. When people come to, and when they come to realize that there's only two choices, you know what? There are two choices. There's a choice of Joe Biden in the current situation that we see, where the country is going downhill on self-destruction, or the other choice to go back to when America was great. That was under President Trump. And when you notice a lot of these people said, well, tell us when America was great. When they say that to me now, I just tell them when Trump was in office. No, it wasn't. And they always bring up what happened during the end of his first term because of the COVID. And then I asked him a question. Well, why did Nancy Pelosi go to China again? Do you remember that?
China.
Why did she go there?
Before COVID hit.
Right before COVID hit. Her and some other predominant Democrats went to China, but they don't want to release those records.
China.
Why is that?
Crooked Joe Biden.
Oh, that's why. Because they wanted crooked Joe Biden to be in office. And that's why. Listen to this. This is another one where they're just blatantly lying to the American people and trying to get everyone to believe that President Trump is bad, Joe Biden is good. What in the world? When President Trump was in office, the Democrats had this whole movement about disarming and defunding the police department. You remember that? Now they're saying that President Trump was the one doing that. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, this campaign is going to campaign every single day on the truth. And as you pointed out, the truth is that violent crime skyrocketed under Donald Trump's presidency.
You know why it skyrocketed? Because of George Floyd. You remember the Summer of Love? The Democrats, Kamala Harris saying, go out there. If you get caught, we'll bail you out. You even had Don Sourpuss Lemon, when he was on CNN, saying that this is the only way that they can express themselves. They have to do what they're doing out there. All of them were encouraging these people to be out there, be violent. And it was political violence. And they only used George Floyd's name. But the violence compared to then, even Summer of Love, it is 10 times worse today. And they're importing the people. They're flying them into the country to be violent towards Americans. No illegal immigrants were beating down police officers on camera and then released when President Trump was in office. This dude is lying. Listen to what he says about the police department.
Crime has fallen under Joe Biden's presidency. Not only did crime skyrocket, but Donald Trump, again, is the one who is talking about defunding law enforcement every single day out in the stump. So we are going to make sure that the American people understand that. They understand the facts, the record, and they understand what the two candidates are actually saying about solving the issue.
I mean, really? He actually said that President Trump was talking about defunding the police department? Wait a minute. President Trump shows up in New York, shows his respect. He basically pays off the mortgage for the fallen police officer's family. Sounds like he's funding them instead of defunding them. But according to these evil people on the left, they want everyone to believe that it's being, that he wants to defund them. See, this is, and then you're going to get a lot of these stupid people on the left. And they're going to regurgitate the same thing, trying to say that President Trump is the one defunding him. Can I get you to do me a favor? Can I get you to go to MyPillow.com? Because right now, Mother's Day is coming up. Right, Shannon? Mother's Day is getting ready to come up. And then Father's Day. And right now, they still have the $25 extravaganza going on.
Yeah.
It's still happening right now, but you have to use promo code WILL. You have to use promo code WILL to get the greatest deals on MyPillow.com. You have to use promo code WILL. Any time of the day, no matter what, next week, next year, just make sure you use promo code WILL, and you will always get the best deals. You understand? And just think about it. It's like really unheard of. With everything that they've been doing to Mike Lindell, he is still making everything that he's putting out very affordable. That's really amazing. But you have to use promo code WILL. You have to use promo code WILL at MyPillow.com. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, use promo code WILL. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back. Let me ask you a question. Are any of you thinking about making trips this coming summer? Do you have family plans? Do you like to go to the beach? you know, travel to the beach, go visit family members because, you know, the kids will be out of school, take a road trip. Are any of you already planning to do that? Are any of you working in long distance? And you know how the traffic is when school's in versus school's out. Sometimes it can be a little bit lighter depending on where you're going and what you're doing. Well, remember back in the day, Joe Biden said that he's going to refill our reserves. He's going to refill it. But I guess he's changed his mind now. And this is the way I see this. This is all to appease the woke leftist agenda with their green stinking New Deal. They're wanting to pour money into Ukraine. They're wanting to pour money into all these woke programs, but yet they don't want to help out the American people. The reason why the gas prices are currently high is because of Joe Biden. And let me be clear about something. The gas prices did come down. When President Trump was in office, I remember gas was what? I think gas one time hit like $2.25. And then Joe Biden goes in, and I'm talking about the premium, the high stuff, $2.25. It was like $1.75 in some places when President Trump was in office. And then Joe Biden comes along. Before Putin invades Ukraine, gas prices go through the roof. $3, $4 in some places. $7, $8 in California. And then the gas prices come down like $1.50. And then they say, oh, we brought the gas prices down. We did better than President Trump. They're still high from when President Trump was in office. Now look at this video talking about the oil that Joe Biden and the Democrats don't want us to have.
Today, the Biden administration announced that it's going to pull back its plans to refill the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know, they drained that to try and bring gas prices down earlier. Well, they've been trying to fill it back up, but now it is way too expensive. So they say we hit $86 today on the futures market. They say it costs too much, so we're not going to do it. And now is the time of huge political, geopolitical risk out there. So I don't know. This summer could be a tough summer if you want to drive somewhere.
It's going to be a tough summer. That's like I said, think about these family trips. You might have to rethink it. And a lot of times when the gas prices go up, everything else goes up. Because when they transport goods to the grocery store, to the hardware store, no matter where it is, they have to pass that cost on to the consumer. And that's exactly what happened. That's how it works. So they don't care that they're not going to be able to refill it. But you know, the most disturbing thing to me is that he's not going to refill it. So what happens if the United States of America goes into a full-on war? They're not going to make sure that you and I have the fuel to travel. They're going to have the fuel, but we're not going to have the fuel.
And that's what
what's going to happen is it's going to cause the gas to go from $3. And I think I went, got gas, and it was $3.50. It was $3.89, almost $4 again.
Well, that's good for us, though. But there's places in California that are above $7.
Yes,
now.
Yes. Yeah. So imagine if we go into war. Gas that is $3.89 for me right now will become easily $7. In California, it'd be, the same price as minimum wage now, $20 a gallon. $20 a gallon, easily, in some places in California.
I mean, just the fact that he's coming out and made this announcement today that he's not going to refill the petroleum stockpiles it's going to make the price go up. I guarantee this time next week, we're going to start seeing prices go up.
Oh, it's already started. I got gas today. I got gas the other day, and it was $3.35.
And today?
Today, it was $3.89.
What? Really?
It's already gone up.
50 cents.
It's already gone up.
Wow.
It's already gone up. It's ridiculous. You let me know in the comment if you noticed it too. Listen to what Joe Biden said back in 2002. I'm sorry, no, not 2002, 22. Back in 22. Listen to what he said then. He couldn't talk then, just like I can't talk right now, right? He couldn't talk then. He couldn't talk in 2020 either. But listen to what he says.
Today, I'm announcing a plan to refill the Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserve. in the years ahead at a profit for taxpayers. The United States government is going to purchase oil to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Today, I'm now.
So President Trump says on day one that he's going to drill, baby, drill. He's going to drill on day one, and that makes him a dictator, according to the left. They don't want them to drill. They don't want them to drill. I saw a video, and you know what would have been really good to play with this? I saw a video where these climate activists went into a car show. I believe it was in New York, Manhattan, if I'm not mistaken. They went in and they were pouring oil all over the floor. They were pouring oil on top of the vehicles, and the vehicles that they were pouring oil onto were EVs, electric vehicles. They're pouring the oil onto them. So no matter what you do, these radical leftists, Democrats, they will never, ever be satisfied. They will never be satisfied. They will never be happy. They can care less that people are probably, you know, that are buying the EVs. They can care less. You know why? Because it actually takes more energy, more resources, more oil to create the electric vehicles than it does a regular vehicle that burns gas. Takes more energy to create them. A lot more. Let me play one more for you really quick here. This is, this is such a beautiful video. This is President Trump.
I love this.
This is like one of the best videos on President Trump. Split screen it for me. Now, I mentioned it earlier. Remember Joe Biden, what he did this Easter Sunday, Transgender Visibility Day, right? That's what they call it, Transgender Visibility Day. And President Trump has a name that he's designating for November. November 5th, right?
Right.
November 5th of this year. What do you think President Trump is calling November 5th of this year? The Democrats call it one thing for Easter. Listen to what President Trump says for this November.
And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day? Such total disrespect to Christians, and November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before.
Christian Visibility Day. That is so awesome. I'm like, man, that's phenomenal.
I love Trump's sense of humor.
I love it too.
He's so good.
It's absolutely great.
And they're going to be so mad over that.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what? There's people that, okay, so President Trump, he's holding the Bible, and the entire left that rejects God, they go berserks over it. They're angry about it. And they're not angry because President Trump was holding the Bible. They're angry because people are going to purchase the Bible and people are going to read the Bible. That's what they're really angry about. And has all the other documents in it that they hate. But then they turn around and designate Trans Visibility Day on Easter. What is that? Do you see what's happening? On one side, you got these evil demonic demons doing their stuff. You're left, right? And then on this side, they see what President Trump is doing. So they feel like, oh, we can do this. We got to do this. There is a clear difference between what side the Democrats are on and those of us that love freedom. There is a clear difference. Typically, most people that support President Trump, they are Christian. There's a clear difference. Satan has his people on the left and God has his people on the right. It happened even with Moses. When Moses led the Israelites out of Israel to the promised land, they actually divided while they were out in the wilderness. Moses went up to the hilltop, got the Ten Commandments, and came back down. They had a golden calf. And what ended up happening with what happened? They end up killing those that were doing the golden calf. Did you know that? End up killing them. They end up killing other Israelites because they went against God creating that golden calf. Hey, let me tell you also about PamperWithGrace.com. I've been really happy that I've been able to have this in my arsenal. This is what I want to say about it, right? I'm really excited about it. And for those of you that know, Facebook had me all jacked up. They still got me jacked up. I was losing sleep, but because I was able to take this elixir, I was able to at least get some sleep through the night. Now, of course, it was still bothering me. I wake up time to time, but because I was able to take this pamperwithgrace.com, the elixir, I was able to get some decent night's sleep many nights, waking up and feeling disgusted with what they were doing to me, what they are doing to me still, but I was able to get some sleep.
Yeah. And well, you know what? I want to talk about one particular ingredient. You know, we talked about the collagen and we talked about the astaxanthin. I want to talk about the cat's claw today. That's one of the three ingredients and what it does for you. There's been studies that prove that this has tremendous help for your body. One, it supports your immune system, right? It contains various alkaloids and polyphenols, which have been found to interact with immune cells and signaling pathways. You know what it does, Will? It actually stimulates immune cells to attack bad cells in your body. It recognizes the bad cells and it kills them. Isn't that awesome? And then cat's claw is also known to help with autoimmune conditions. There's a lot of people that have autoimmune conditions right now, especially, you know, after, you know, COVID came out and stuff like that. This has shown benefits to help people with autoimmune conditions. Anti-inflammatory. This has helped people with rheumatoid arthritis and just regular arthritis. It has a powerful antioxidant in it. And it also has shown to have potential anti-cancer properties that may help keep cancer at bay. So, and also it has it has other things like, you know, like I said, antioxidant, polyphenols. It helps stabilize your immune system. So everybody, I want you to take this. To take the 30-day challenge by going to pamperwithgrace.com. You can subscribe and save a little bit.
That is the key. Uh-huh. I try to express it enough. That's the key. Your 30-day trial, you can get your money back. I'm telling you, you'll be pleasantly surprised. But the key to save money is to do the subscription. You do the subscription, you subscribe, you can save money. When you're finding out that you love it. And again, you can cancel anytime.
And 30-day money-back guarantee. Can't go wrong, Will.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win, really. The reason why I'm promoting it, because it works for Will Johnson. I don't know if y'all can tell, but like on my head, look at my hair. My hair was starting to thin out. I still got the gray up there, which, you know, I really don't so much mind the gray, but my hair was thinning out. And now my hair is coming back. And I wasn't even expecting that because I was going to cut my hair off. I was going to go bald. But now it's growing back. I'm really excited about it. I get to keep my dreadlocks. It's pretty awesome. Okay, everybody, that's it. Thank you so much for being here. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Stay safe out there, everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.